Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, recording.
A little piece of advice for you, Francis Bull. All right, when you start recording, you don't need to tell everyone that you're recording because they don't give a freaking shit. You just go straight into it. You act all casual.
Sorry, I forgot you were an expert.
Well, hey, listen, 170 odd podcasts in for Private Parts, I would consider myself an expert.
Then in that case, so am I.
True. But I would still consider myself an expert. So when you click on to recording, you don't tell them that you're recording. You want to breezy easy into it. So you want to just go casual into the conversation at the beginning. Don't want to overcook the cake.
Okay, podcast guru. All right, okay.
So if you were going to intro our little bonus episode today, how would you intro it?
Well, I think it's great that you...
You'd do it like that? You would intro it like that?
Yeah, I haven't finished yet. I think it's great that you guys have come back to listen to this bonus episode. It is our pleasure to serve you a bonus on this Wednesday afternoon or morning, depending on when you listen. But I think generally people are listening more in the afternoons because, you know, they're not commuting into work.
Wait, what gives you the impression that people are listening to it more in the afternoons than in the morning?
The stats, the data.
What do you mean, what stats? What stats tell us that it's more in the afternoon?
Well, definitely, that's what the stats are saying, is that people before listened to it, there was a spike in the morning for rush hour, and now it's more spread across the day. So you can naturally assume that people are listening throughout the day and probably a lot in the afternoon.
Wait, where have you seen these stats?
The spirit sent them to us.
Did they?
Yeah.
They sent us the stats that we could see the ups and downs of what time of day people are listening to.
Yeah, they sent us the spike. Yeah. You missed
spike.
You must have missed that.
If I was going to listen to this podcast, I would definitely be listening in the morning, because in the afternoon now, I get a little bit sleepy.
Yeah, that's because you don't sleep enough.
I do. I sleep loads. So anyway, as I was saying, so I now have got to that age where I get a little...
I'm not sure that this is a bonus episode yet. It might just be a waste of time. Let's get on with... Let's make it a bonus episode.
This is a bonus episode.
Yeah, I know, but just saying it's a bonus, it needs to actually be a bonus.
It is going to be a
bonus. We need to provide the bonus content, not just...
I'm going to explain it. Here we go. So shall I tell you? So I now have got to that age, right, where when it comes to the afternoon, I feel a little bit sleepy.
And then you wet yourself.
No, I don't wet myself.
You're not at that age yet.
Nah, not that age. I don't wet myself. I just get to that certain part of the day. It's normally around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just feel a little bit sleepy. I'm like, oh, you know, I could just have a little bit of a rest right now.
So you might be having, you know, the occasional stroke in the afternoon. Or no, you may be having some sort of insulin spike Are you eating a big lunch?
No, I think is I don't eat that much during the day at the moment. So I wake up in the morning, and then what I do is I walk over to my little acai bowl place where you have these little delicious little acai bowls. I remember I spoke about it on the Sarah Keyworth and Catherine Bohart podcast, and I hate cacao nips, these fucking cacao nips that they put on top of. And every single time I go there, I'm like,
why don't you like them? Because they're bitter.
They're bitter and horrible. They're little pellets of poison.
Yeah, but they're good for you. I eat them. Every morning.
What do you eat them with?
Well, Zoe makes these delicious keto pancakes.
And you have cacao nips on them?
Cacao nips, cashew butter sometimes, almond butter, coconut, what's it called? Chips and cacao nibs.
Coconut chips?
Coconut, like the little...
Croconut? What are croconuts?
Coconut sprinkles, sorry.
Yeah, so I have coconut sprinkles as well. And so I have my acai bowl in the morning. That's what I did. Actually, before we started doing this podcast, I had my delicious acai bowl, but without these freaking cacao nips they put on top. Then lunchtime comes along, and I have a little bit of lunch, not too much.
What do you have for lunch, though?
It varies from day to day, depending at the moment.
So what did you have for lunch yesterday?
Yesterday, I went down to my dad's because it was Father's Day. So I went and saw my dad and said Happy Father's Day to him. And
what did you eat?
We had a roast.
Oh yeah, so you had some nice potatoes.
yeah, we had some nice potatoes.
Good bread.
No bread because I don't eat gluten anymore. Okay. I don't eat gluten or dairy.
Okay, so the potatoes would have caused an insulin spike, and would be why you felt tired yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, but I feel tired every afternoon at the moment.
Because they're high glycemic index.
So, okay, so explain to me this. So what has been your routine so far? So have you gone into a routine since we've been doing all of this lockdown period and things like that? Have you got up in the morning?
I wake up every morning, and then
you kiss Zoe.
Yeah, and then we go upstairs, and then I have a
what do you mean you go so hold it, so you wake up in the morning, you kiss Zoe, then you go upstairs?
Yes. Yeah.
To where? To the bedroom?
To the kitchen.
So your bedrooms are downstairs?
Yeah, bedroom is and sitting room is downstairs, and then the kitchen and other bedrooms upstairs.
That's like a reverse bungalow.
Well, no, a bungalow is one floor. So it's like the opposite of a bungalow.
it's the opposite of a bungalow. Why? Isn't that disconcerting when you have your bedrooms downstairs?
No, because it's like a... it feels very like safe, like a cool cave almost. It's very dark and cool down there. It's really
Like cool as in because you have lots of different drapes around the place and so it looks cool, or cool as in you have fans?
Cool as in the brickwork is cool and it keeps it very cool in the summer. It's nice. And basically, so yeah, my routine, getting back to the business, is so I wake up, go upstairs, Zoe will make us both some sort of warm, hot warm lemon water with Himalayan sea salt and apple cider vinegar, and we have that like as the first thing every day, and then we'll have like a filter coffee with MCT oil, and then
what's that, MCT oil? MC Hammer oil.
MCT oil is like it's multi-chain triglyceride oil. So it's basically the oil that your body uses to fuel itself, but it's the most pure form from coconuts, in fact. Most of it is refined from coconuts. And then, I'll sit down on my laptop, do some work. Catch up on emails.
What time is this, by the way? What time have you gone up and you've gone up? You've woken up. You've gone upstairs.
We wake up around 7:30.
The voice went up there. That means you're lying.
No. Today we woke up at 7:30. Most Mondays, I wake up either at 7:30 or 6:30.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you don't have that time where in the afternoon that you get tired. You're not a nap.
No, because I don't eat like really carbohydrates until the evening.
God, you've just become this healthy guru.
Yeah, well, it's something that you've pointed out, not me.
You've become this healthy guru where you're not eating carbohydrates until the afternoon and just being super healthy.
Yes, and then around 10 or 11, then we'll walk down the road to the Goulburn Road and grab a flat white. and then go down to the Whole Foods store and get some lunch or some ingredients for lunch. And then actually, I've been doing a lot of barbecuing because I've got this Heston barbecue.
You haven't invited me to one of your barbecues.
Yeah, because it's been illegal. Unlike some people around here, I'm an obedient to the state's diktats.
I'm obedient as well.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm totally obedient.
You're obedient to your BDSM dominatrix. That's
I'm the most obedient citizen there is.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I've been obedient. All I'm saying is what you could have done is you could have had a barbecue. We could have social distanced. I could have come and stood on the street and you could have been up on the top barbecuing and then you could have flung me over a little burger or...
Oh, well, you know, I was thinking maybe of inviting you and Sophie around for a barbecue this week.
Well...
But I don't want any of I don't want any like hugs or anything.
No, I don't want to hug you.
It's not about the social distancing. I just don't. I'm not.
You just don't want me to hug you.
I don't swing that way.
What do you think, Sophie and I are some sort of swingers? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Well, it's not like, you know.
Why would like Sophie and I? What, we're going to just swing with each other and you and Zoe? That would be.
Are you trying to pretend like you haven't suggested that?
Can I let you into a little secret?
What?
I sometimes, all right, I have like a little...
Swung.
No, I've never swung. But I do sometimes have a little bit of like a fantasy, right? That
what?
How excited for you for me to tell you this? I do. I can understand, I would never allow it, and I would never let it happen, but I can understand why people enjoy being a voyeur.
Oh, what, you mean cuckolding?
what's cuckolding? What is cuckolding?
Well, as in, when watching someone have sex with your wife or girlfriend, that's what cuckolding is.
Yeah, I can understand why people would enjoy that.
Oh, what, so you like being humiliated?
No, it's not about humiliation. It's not about that at all. It's just I can understand why people would enjoy it. For some reason, there's almost like a thrill in it, and I don't know why.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Would you ever go to a swinging party with Zoe?
I wouldn't probably discuss whether I would or wouldn't on a podcast. That's private, I think.
But this is the whole point of private parts, is that we... I just revealed to you that I enjoy cuckolding. and you're not telling me hypothetically if you would go to a swinging party.
I don't know. It's not a question I can answer, at this stage, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, if I was invited to a swinging party, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
I was once invited to, what's it called? Like a Killing Kittens, but it wasn't Savage Garden. No, that's the band. What is it?
No. I know what you're talking about.
What is it called?
Something Gardens. Torture Gardens.
No, is it Torture Gardens?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And so to all of our listeners, if you don't know what Torture Gardens is, it's basically where you go and you dress up and you sleep with other people at these parties. And I was asked to go to one of these things once. And I was like,
You wouldn't even be asked to go to. You were invited.
No, they pleaded for me to go. Everyone, get Jamie
Please
here.
Please come.
Get Jamie here. They were pleading me to go to Torture Gardens. And I was like, no, I can't do it. And the person who was asking me to go said, don't worry. Loads of people have gone to Torture Gardens.
I've got some friends who go to that thing. You know, I'm aware that they go to that.
You're, as in they tell you? Or you've been there and
You've
been there and seen
them. No.
You've bumped into someone.
I know that they go. Yeah, I've never been.
That would be the most awkward place to bump into someone that you weren't. Bumping into an old teacher at Torture.
Do you know in Barcelona, like sex parties are really popular?
Yeah. How do you know that?
It's just like word on the street.
Word on the street that in Barcelona there's loads of sex parties going.
Barcelona's like the capital of sex parties in the world.
Okay.
Do you not know that?
No, I didn't know.
Well, it's a matter of public record.
I thought Berlin would be there.
No, I think Berlin has a lot of stuff like that, but Barcelona counterintuitively.
Just quickly before we get, I've told you the story when I went to Berlin, I went to the Berkheim and I was chatting to this Swedish guy who was standing next to me, and I was talking to him. He was a fucking lovely bloke, and we were chatting, and his girlfriend or the girl that he's with was like hugging him the entire time. And I was chatting to him. We were having a really good chat, and I suddenly realized after honestly about 5 minutes of chatting that they were having sex. And
really?
He was talking to me while he was having sex with this girl.
But how could you not see that?
Well, because it was dark. I just didn't realize. I didn't expect them to be having sex.
Well, I guess anything goes there. But yeah, so anyway, so this couple went to this sex party, mm-hmm. and they were like, all, you know, like there, like, you know, and then they looked.
Wait, they were like, what? Wait, they were all like, yeah, you know, like what?
Yeah, they're all getting into it, you know. And then they look over to the door and they see their parents walk.
No, shut up.
Walk in the door, yeah. Walk in the room, and they're all at the sex party together.
No, but they were all. No, they didn't leave. Did the parents see them or no?
No, I think they saw them walk. The parents walk through. But I guess it was a popular sex party. Maybe.
Have you? You've never seen your parents or your parents have sex, have you?
No.
Nor have I, apart from one time. I took my friend caught her parents having sex. Because she walked into the room when she was having a nightmare, but she was quite old. She was, you know, older. She was 8 to 10. She walked into the room and she walked straight into her mum facing her because her dad and mum were doing doggy.
Oh my God.
How terrible would that be? Horrendous.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine it.
I had this weird twitch for a while, but you know, when I was single, I would get this weird like tick, almost not twitch, a weird tick, where I would basically every single time that I would have sexual intercourse, I would suddenly just start a sort of picture of my mum would come into my head.
Really?
Yeah, it was a weird tick that I had for a bit, and I would have to go, oh God, and try and...
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
So what's the Oedipus complex?
It was not the Oedipus concept at all.
Complex.
It was not that. Complex. It was just a weird tick that I had that I thought about it once, and I thought, oh my God, because people get this thing, right? Like, it's like if you stand on top of a building and look over the edge, you yes. think about, oh God, what if I jumped? Or you get these weird...
No, I get this thing where I like, if I'm over at the top of like a cliff or a tall building or something like that, that I...
When are you ever on the edge of a cliff or on the tall building?
Surprisingly often. And I look down and I just imagine my body falling through the air and like smashing onto the rocks.
It's very bleak.
No, it's like a
it's a syndrome. It's called like a syndrome, right? And same. So what happens is that parents get it. So particularly fathers get it when they have give birth to their daughters. It's the thing where they go, God, what happens if I suddenly start fancying my daughter? They have these weird, and it's basically,
really?
Yeah, it's basically your brain just saying, what is the worst possible option that could happen here? Like what?
I think it's like a form of OCD.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly. It's a form of OCD. Anyway,
obsessive compulsive
disorder. Yeah. So anyway, I had that about my mum for a bit, but then it.
Did you tell her that?
No, I never told her that. Don't worry, she'll hear it now, which will be good.
Well, I think you should text her that. Well,
by the way, I had your face just. I was about to say figure. Your face just popped into my mind every single time.
Maybe she's had the same thing with you.
Oh God, get out of here, Francis. Get out of here. Right. That was a little bonus episode for our lovely listeners.
That was really that. We made it. We brought out the goods in the end.
I thought we did bring out the goods, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think that what we need to do is we need to get back in the studio. We need to be face to face with each other.
So you basically, what you're saying to our listeners is if any guys out there like fancy Sophie, just to send in a picture and you can choose which one you want to
cuckold.
Well, I guess she can choose, right?
No, I get to pick. She doesn't get to choose.
Okay. So what kind of guy would you choose? Would he be like more manly than you?
Just really muscular. Just be really
really hairy and
northern.
with really really muscular quads.
Yeah. I want someone who's northern, who's very hairy and has thick quads. And then if you get that in there, then you can cuckold with me.
Okay.
Right, to all of our lovely listeners, a little bonus episode for you right there. We really thank you very much for tuning in every single week.
Thank you again. All right, remember that T-shirt competition that we launched?
Are you talking to me or are you talking?
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm talking to you, the listener, and the room around me. Do you remember that T-shirt competition we launched where people can send in their designs? Well, we have been inundated.
I love how you went up there. We have been inundated with...
We have been inundated with designs from some extremely talented people. And it's been a tough decision, but we have narrowed it down to the top three.
No, top two. And, top two.
Top three. Top three.
Top three? We have?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. All right.
We're gonna pick one or two from the top three. Maybe three.
Yes, we have. No, basically, as Franz said, we've narrowed it down to top two T-shirts.
Top three.
Top three T-shirts. We're very excited to pick our favorites and reveal them to you as
well. Yes, we are.
So if you want to vote for your favorite as well, because we'll be voting for ours, you can head over to our Instagram page at Private Podcast.
That's right.
Why did you suddenly comment? So head over to our Instagram page, cast your vote, and we'll pick...
Cast your vote for the T-shirts, and then
Explaining it, and then as soon as I'm about to finish, you start repeating and saying exactly the same thing that I was saying. But also, we want to say a big thank you to all of you listeners, again, who tune in every single week, because it means a huge amount to Francis and myself and the whole team. Without you guys, we wouldn't be doing podcasts, so obviously, we'd just be talking to each other, wouldn't we, buddy?
Yeah. Well, if you guys weren't listening, what would be the point?
There would be no point. So if you can very kindly leave us a review, subscribe, and also follow us on Private Podcast, only if you want to, that would be absolutely tremendous, because we really love you guys. But anyway, as we always do at the end of the podcast, we'd like to leave our listeners with something inspirational, Francis.
All right. It's a dangerous world out there. But together we can survive and prosper.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Actually, no, we won't. We'll see you on Friday for another episode.
See you on Friday.
See you then, guys.
For another bonus episode.
No, it's not a bonus one. It's just another one. We'll see you on
Friday. Standard. For another standard episode.
See you on Friday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.